begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
Welcome to our number two of Garden Talk Live at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. Good morning. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, hosting Garden Talk, as always, every Saturday morning live from the greenhouse. Looking ahead at 11:05, Chef John Ash and I move into the KSRO kitchen. We'll chat with Nancy Wang from the Redwood Empire Association of Chinese. It's the big Chinese New Year celebration happening tonight at the Veterans Building in Santa Rosa. A few tickets left. We'll tell you about all the activities happening to celebrate the year of the rat. And then we'll chat Super Bowl. If you're thinking putting on a party, you probably already have your menu set. But if there's a few things that you're not sure about, John Ash will give you some of his Super Bowl entertaining selection ideas. And then the Atlantic Wine Commission, the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission, two of the folks that we've had on for 11 years are going to be joining us in the KSRO kitchen to taste some of the most unusual wines that are grown along the eastern seaboard of the U.S. And that includes 17 states that touch the eastern seaboard, including great wines from the New York area. And our guest this morning, Olive Don, hails from the beautiful Long Island area of New York originally. Both you and Gwen, I think, are originally from the Long Island area. Isn't that right?
I'm actually from Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn.
I thought you lived in Long Island.
I did. We moved to, in the early 50s, we moved to Nassau County, to Valley Stream.
And both of your moms grew rhubarb, didn't it? I mean, rhubarb does very well, doesn't it?
And rhubarb and strawberries.
Yeah.
One of my great stories from growing up was everybody says, oh, you moved to the country. And me and my siblings remember we were digging potatoes up for years because Long Island potatoes were bigger than Idaho potatoes for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time. We dug up potatoes, and the other thing was there were rabbits all over the place. So everybody in Brooklyn would go, oh, you got all the rabbits, and oh, you live in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's all true.
It was great.
That voice belongs to Don Landis. And before we jump into Olive's, we did have a call right before the news, and someone asked, of course, the million-dollar question, will gophers eat rhubarb? Well, if you say no, then someone's going to call and say, hey, the gophers destroyed our rhubarb plants, especially in spring when gophers and everybody is looking for carbohydrates and starch and sugar. They're gonna eat those roots. We know that the leaves are poisonous. They contain oxalic acid. And so you can think, they're probably fairly deer-proof. But we've seen deer go after things with oxalic acid and eat rhubarb plants to the ground too. So you can't really say rhubarb is gopher proof.
Yeah, if I have gophers, I would plant in a gopher basket just so you don't have to worry about when that plant gets to be big and beautiful and it's producing, and next thing you know, it's dying because the gophers ate the roots. So just be on the safe side and plant it in a container or use a gopher basket.
You can reach us 636-1350 for any gardening questions this hour. Don Landis joining us, who knows a thing or two about olives. So if you have an olive tree or you're thinking of debittering your own olives or wondering about curing olives, Don has taught many, many, many people over the last 20 plus years how to make delicious olives. He actually brought in some of his world famous tapenade. So if you have questions about olive trees, certainly Don has the resources to help you with questions about pruning or coddling moth issues and all those. He's dealt with many, many issues concerning olive tree health over many years, and it's great to have him here to talk about the annual Don Landis Presents an Olive Odyssey 2020. How many years has this been that you've been doing this Olive Odyssey?
This is number 13 this year.
Lucky wow. 13.
Yeah, when the weather's supposed to be good.
Yeah, so this is lucky 13.
It's amazing how we live in paradise here in Sonoma County.
And this Olive Odyssey continues to be a free event.
Oh, yeah, it's free. Yeah, you can gorge yourself on olives. And I just wrote a spiel this morning. You can get all the olives you want for free. You can get all the olive knowledge you need because there's olive tree, oil, and olive experts at the event. You can get a tour of the mill at the olive press and how to make olive oil. And you can quench all of your thirst for knowledge. And visually, you can get all your senses stimulated because there's olive-inspired art. And just looking at bowls full of olives is enough to get your juices going. So we have everything there, and there's Italian music wafting in the air in this beautiful setting in a Tuscan style villa. An Olive Odyssey is just what I always tell people. It's entertaining, delicious, and fun.
And it's next Saturday and Sunday, February 8th and 9th, absolutely free. And it's in one of the most beautiful settings anywhere in the world, and that's the Jacuzzi
Family Vineyards
and Olive Press, they're together in the same place. Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening outside the area, it's in the region known as the Carneros area of Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. Beautiful area.
And outside on nice days, there's a patio that looks out over San Pablo Bay wetlands. And now, because we live in a flyway, there's all kinds of wild birds out there. It's on a nice day. It is rain or shine because there's a clear plastic tent over the courtyard and the barrel room is full of. We take over the whole property, but on a nice day where you can roam out onto the patio, it's really gorgeous.
And you mentioned earlier that there are tours of the olive oil. You can see the olive press, so that beautiful press where they make the olive oil. And that's an hour tour from 2:30 to 3:30 next Saturday and Sunday as part of Olive Odyssey.
Yeah, and the olive oil experts are there too. You know, a lot of people in Sonoma County, Napa County are planting olive trees exclusively for oil. And, you know, everybody knows there's a difference between an olive that you get for making table olives and different olive varieties for olive oil. And the olive oil experts are with the tour of the mill. You can see videos and see the machinery too. It's really fascinating. They don't have, except for out front, two big stone wheels of the ancient ways that olives were produced. But nowadays, with everything, not everything, but a lot of things, technology really helps. And with the new technologies, getting the best nutritionally valued and taste valued oil from the olives is a real light year difference from the mechanical way that it was originated, the heritage ways of making oil, because of oxidation and a number of other issues. So if you really want to learn about olive oil, this is the place to do it, because the tour is really, it's educational for sure, and it gives you a lot of opportunity to find resources to go on for yourself, and also to learn, because the olive fruit, it really is unique, and a lot of people don't even think of the olive as a fruit, but the nutritional value of the olive is becoming more and more known because of the modern technology with the chemistry of the fruit itself. And all those sweet ripening fruits, which really taste delicious off the tree, you know, like apples, cherries, and peaches, don't ever entice someone to taste an olive off the tree because they are disgustingly bitter.
Unless you don't like that person.
Well, a lot of people
pick some olives, grab them.
No, don't do that, Steve. You know, don't go picking your olives unless you really want to get some super, super strong bitter. But remember, the bitter component's the healthy part. It's where all the good stuff is.
Is it the bitter part of life? Huh? Oh, will we get off in that philosophical vein? We'll take a break and we'll be back with Don Landis. We've just touched on a couple things you're going to be able to enjoy next Saturday and Sunday at Olive Odyssey out of the Jacuzzi Vineyards and the Olive Press. The man in charge, the guy that's helped this happen for every year, for 13 years, the impresario, Don Landis. Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher in the KS Arlo Greenhouse. You can reach us with any gardening questions or comments during this hour at 636-1350 or steve@ksarlo.com. If you have olive trees in your backyard and you're wondering, what the heck do I do with these? Should I be pruning them? Should I be spraying them? Should I be worried about coddling moth? Should I be crushing these olives? Should I make oil out of them? Should I cure them? You have a guy that can answer all those questions here at your disposal. Tap his brain, 636-1350 or steve@ksarlo.com. Don Landis, the Olive King. He's in the studio this morning.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Come on in. I'll be just a minute.
Wow. Did you repaint those chairs?
Oh, yeah. I went to Holly's Paints. They were great. I took them a sample and they matched it for me.
Huh, they look brand new.
I figured, why spend the money on new furniture if I could get my old chairs to look new again?
I've got an old bike I want to repaint. Do you think they could match the original color?
Holly's can color match just about anything. Just choose the exact colors you like and they'll match them.
Holly's paints can match just about any color you want. Just bring in a sample or choose a color from one of their many sample books and they'll create the paint to match. They can also make the paint available in a spray can to paint personal items the color you choose. See Holly's Paints for details.
My daughter has this unicorn that's kind of pinkish-purple color. If I could paint her room that color, she'd be thrilled.
And you'd be the coolest dad on the block.
I think I could handle that status.
To color match virtually anything, head over to Holly's Paints, serving Northern California since 1906, on Santa Rosa Avenue, halfway between Hearn and Todd. Paint like a pro.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-566-7906. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906. That's 800-566-7906. 800-566-7906. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
It's Paradise!
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's Paradise!
This portion of Garden Talk is brought to you by Atlas Pavers, now open in Santa Rosa, 1710 4th Street. Schedule a free design consultation online at atlaspaversco.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's Garden Talk Live at KS Arlo, Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, and special guest the Olive King Don Landis talking about the ongoing wonderful event called Olive Odyssey 2020, the 13th year. It's next Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4. It's free admission out at Jacuzzi Family Vineyards and the Olive Press, which cohabitate out there 24/7, 24 Arnold Drive in Sonoma, in the heart of the Carneros. Runs from 11 to 4, and it's free. So besides the wonderful Olive Press tours and Don's great olives and all the inspired tastings that you'll be able to participate in, there's also a couple celebrity chefs that are demoing. Michelle Anna Jordan will be there next Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Last year, we started doing the cooking demonstrations, and it was great. And this year, Michelle Anna Jordan will be there on Saturday. And on Sunday, will be DJ and Kent Nielsen from Cooks, Corks, and Barrels Culinary Experience. And both of the cooking demonstrations are a real treat for the attendees because they get to eat what the the demonstration is. And last year, everybody was coming out to my booth and saying, wow. So not only do you get to hear someone discuss how they put it all together, and Michelle is a Sonoma County treasure. Yeah. And if you, she has some great dishes she's going to demonstrate. You can take advantage of having that food cooked right in front of you and get to eat it. So that's a real treat.
That's an exciting addition.
And those are so the cooking demonstrations both days are at 1 o'clock, and then at 2:30 are the tours of the mill. Same both days, so you can plan your day around that. But I do have a little warning. You know, everybody says, "Well, how many people come?" And we really are limited with the number of people because we fill the parking lot up and they turn people away. It happens every year. The parking lot literally fills up. So if that happens to you, roam over at Klein across the street for a little while or go down to Cornerstone and come back.
There's other places.
Be prepared.
Okay, so it is free, and it's going to be a beautiful spring-like day.
It's supposedly going to be nice tomorrow.
So yeah. I need to correct myself. I was mentioning that Don's going to talk about control of the codling moth. Well, the codling moth doesn't affect olives. It affects apples. I meant the olive fruit fly. Thank you for pointing out my indiscretion, Gwen. What should we be doing now? Is it too early? Is it too late to start thinking about the olive fruit fly and afflicting our olive trees?
Well, I'm not really a pruner, but I do see somebody pruning, and I do have 3 referrals that I have. So if somebody's interested in finding out when to prune their trees or how to, just email me at olivedon@hotmail.com, and I have 3 really excellent. I always get great feedback from each of them, and they can help you with when to decide to do that. The olive fruit fly management starts after the flies wake up with trapping. And there's no application of sprays till the flowers are gone, which, you know, varies every year. But usually it's March or April, the trap should go out.
Okay. You had mentioned a spinosad product last year or the year before. I think Natural Light or something like that. The product that you liked, something that had a sugar.
Serenade, maybe?
I don't remember. It was some spinosad product that had kind of a sugar attractant in it and do you recall what products you recommend?
Of course I do. It's the GF120 Dow product.
Oh, okay.
Now, that, do you want to talk about the olive fruit fly pest management stuff?
Why not? Well, I mean, you could do it in a couple of minutes. People are going to find it interesting.
Get me started, and then we can go, we'll get into it. But so the GF120 is the attract and kill spray that olive people are using. And it is a molasses-y base with an active ingredient called spinosad. Mm-hmm. And the spinosad, it's organic because it's created through a fermentation process. Okay. And the main consideration is to not just go to the nursery and buy the product that has the most spinosad in it, because there are other products that have it in it. But if you look at the label, it won't have olives on it because of the way that spray or product is delivered doesn't have the same effect on different insects. So the GF120 is a spot spray, and I started out using that in 2003 when the olive fruit fly first came to Sonoma County, and it was around $80 a gallon, and I was unable to get it myself because of restrictions. And then when I finally started to be able to buy it, because I helped create the legislation to allow it for backyard use, It was about $80 a gallon. Now it's over $200 a gallon. And the other issue that came into play is it is an attract and kill. So you don't know what effect you're having until this fruit shows whether there's stings or not. It should be used in conjunction with trapping. And it's people were saying that it wasn't effective, so they stopped using it and went other directions. But it wasn't that it wasn't effective. It's just that if their fly population's too strong, because it is a spot spray, you don't spray the whole tree, you can still have damage to your fruit and spend all this time and effort. It is an attract and kill that you need to reapplicate every week because it dries up and loses its effectiveness. So there are situations where if you have a strong fly population, it's not as effective. And what I do now is I do the Surround product, which was very strong in the apple industry for a long time. And that is about the most effective, and it's also cost effective, and I can help come out and show you how to use it. And the Surround product is you're flocking the tree. It turns white, and it is very effective. And all of the sprays start after the flowers are completely gone. But trapping does start in the spring because the flies overwinter and they wake up in March or April or May. And you're not going to have any fruit, but you want to kill as many of those flies as possible. I know I try to promote nonviolence, but killing all the fruit flies, I think everyone is forgiving for that, and you won't take me to task for that.
Okay, so what's is there a difference between the GF20 and the Surround? You kind of
The GF120 is, like we were saying, a molasses-y type attractant base. It's thick and gets sprayed on the tree in spots. You don't cover the whole tree.
Okay.
And you can't see it on the tree, and it does dry up, so you do need to reapplicate every week. The Surround is a refined clay called a kaolin clay, and you're actually turning the whole tree a whitish gray. And the Surround is, remember I was saying that the GF120 is an attractant kill?
Mm-hmm.
Surround is a distractant. It distracts the flies. Oh. And the way that the rep that I talked to about the Surround product described it is the flies are flying machines. They can't get the powder on their bodies or wings or they won't be able to fly. Oh. So they're out of there. That's okay. The way the guy described it. And so they're really distracting the flies, and it really does work.
I love that. I've never heard it described that way. One's an attractant, one's a distractant.
Well, you know, the main thing is that getting into the mindset or the physiology of pests is something that a lot of people don't think about. They just go to the nursery or listen to the big chemical companies, you know, what to do, and sometimes they're not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, if you live in a place like Napa or the peninsula south of San Francisco or Marin, the fly population, the olive fruit fly population is so strong, they could tell you, oh, yeah, this is the greatest product in the world. Just do this and do this, and you're good. And then, you know, honestly, people call me, and they're almost, you could see their tears through the phone and hear their anguish. Oh, my olives have the little dots in them. They're getting shriveled. And I did all this, you know, and it's like, oh, boy.
So, Gwen,
no, it's the Surround also is a good product to take care of the coddling moth.
For apples.
For the apples,
yeah.
The Surround is really big in the apple industry for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a common product.
Well,
it's cheap and it's easy to do.
We're at the bottom of the hour. Go ahead.
So with the GF140.
120.
120. Why couldn't, instead of attracting the flies to the tree, like we would put yellow jacket traps away from things, or the coddling moth traps away from the apple trees, why couldn't you get like a piece of cardboard or a stump or something and spray that and get them to go away from the olive tree?
The best thing that I could think of right now is there are pheromones or fragrances or something that attracts the olive fruit fly to the olive trees, so they're not going to be attracted to the GF120 out somewhere else. They're going to go to the olive tree because of whatever. Remember, the tephrid fruit flies, There's the Mediterranean fruit fly and the olive fruit fly. The olive fruit fly female only stings olives. I mean, cherries and peaches are so much more delicious for their eggs to hatch into larvae and eat that, but they don't. They only go to the olives. So I don't think the olives would go to a remote place. I don't think they're that attracted to that Dow product, the GF120 attractant. I think they would still go to the olive tree.
Okay.
It's
Thank
Olive
you.
Odyssey. It's all next Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk more about Don's role in this because he's the grandfather of this event, the 13th annual Olive Odyssey at the Jacuzzi Vineyards and the Olive Press, which is out on Arnold Drive in the Carneros region of Sonoma, hosted by the Olive Press and Jacuzzi. It's 11 to 4 next Saturday and Sunday, and free admission. Lots to do for guests coming in town next week, or if you've never been out, for heaven's sake, do it. And I love that Don said it's going to be packed. It always is. Eventually, parking runs out and people go away frustrated. But don't do that. Go over to Cornerstone. You can walk around there for free, and it's one of the most glorious and ambitiously planted gardens anywhere in the world. I think Cornerstone is astounding. Spend an hour out there, or go over to Klein and sip a little wine, and then try a little bit later in the afternoon. Good idea.
Yeah, especially at Klein, because they're the same family, and they have a really nice setting there. And like Steve was saying, the Cornerstone is really a great entertaining place to roam around. It's a great sidelight that Sonoma County offers that a lot of people don't even know about it.
Yeah, right in our own backyard. We'll take gardening questions right after this break at 636-1350. Any gardening questions. Gwen Kilcher, as always, will answer your questions and give you the right directions. And also, if you'd rather shoot us an email, please do that. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. And of course, the advantage of that, you can enclose a photograph or two for us to help diagnose your plant's ailment or identify a particular plant or a problem area of your yard and garden. You want some suggestions on how to maximize a particular area. Lots to think about as we're on the tail end of winter in the next 4 to 6 weeks and spring right around the corner. At 11:05, Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
To crystal clear KSRO FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
How do you like your pizza?
I like my pizza with extra cheese, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and mushroom.
I love Hawaiian pizza. Aloha.
Whatever kind of pizza you like, Mountain Mike's Pizza has a deal for you.
Come on out to Mountain Mike's Windsor location at 6580 Hembry Lane in Windsor and cheer on the 49ers in the big game.
You can also have your fundraising or birthday parties at Mountain Mike's Pizza.
Mountain Mike's has all your favorite toppings, so you can create a pizza just the way you like it. Mountain Mike's delivers all day long. Order your pizzas for the business meeting, office party, or to your home. Mountain Mike's always delivers them hot and fresh.
Check out Mountain Mike's newest location in Santa Rosa on Mission Boulevard. And two more locations in Santa Rosa, one in Windsor, one in Healdsburg, one in Novato, and two in Rohnert Park. For a location near you, just go to mountainmikes.com. Eat pizza the way it ought to be at Mountain Mike's.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
You know, there's no denying it's unhealthy. It makes you cough and hurt your lungs. Burning wood in your fireplace pollutes the air outside and inside your home. Safeguard your family's health this winter. If your home is smoking, it's time to quit. It's your air. Protect it. To learn more, visit sparetheair.org.
with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mostly cloudy conditions today, high 64, 56 along the coast. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 46, 47 on the shores. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with windy conditions, slim chance of showers, high 55. Then for Monday, mostly sunny at 55, 52 along the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO. If you want to reach Don Landis, the Olive King, with olive questions, of course, 636-1350. And that same number will connect you with Gwen Kilcher. Any gardening questions you might have, if you're heading out to the nursery and you want to know what annuals or perennials you should be looking for, ask Gwen. Is it too early to plant asparagus crowns or rhubarb? Fill in the blank, she can tell you. Is it too late to prune or too early to prune a particular plant? Ask Gwen, because she's been gardening for some 40 plus years here in Sonoma County, and also co-writes the very popular question and answer column in the Press Democrat the first and third Saturdays of every month, The Garden Doctors, and her column is in the paper today. Question from Floyd. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. What can we do for you this morning? Hi.
Greetings and salutations, kind folks. I have a question regarding, you spurred my interest. I inadvertently didn't put out the coddling moth traps, and I have a couple of, not big, but reasonably sized dwarfed apple trees that produced, but if those coddling moths get into the apples, will that cause the apples to not grow to their full size, and can you detect it? And secondarily, I think I can get those out at Harmony Farms, and when should I put them out?
Yes, they will tunnel into the apple, they'll eat the center part of the apple, stunt it, and unless they get there after the apple's almost ready to be picked, then, you know, you have an, you know, interesting looking worm in there, and it's, you know, he's eaten his way through to the center of the apple. So yeah, they're a problem no matter how you look at them. You can put the traps out there once the trees start flowering. Just get out there and be proactive. Keep in mind, though, like Don was saying about the olive fruit fly, they're not going to attract and catch all the female moths. Well, no, it attracts the males. So the males get stuck in there and they can't find the females. And so you might still have some problems. The surround, the kaolin clay that you spray all over the tree, that's going to be like almost 100% effective. So if you want to use the coddling moth traps, you can get a few of them and put them, you know, in your apple tree, outside your apple tree, you know, around the surrounding areas. And the more you have out there, hopefully the more moths, I mean, male moths you're going to get. So, okay. So put them out when the tree starts flowering, or spray with the surround.
What was the spray that you recommended?
So kaolin clay. There's a, you know, homeowner size called Surround. It's okay. Reasonably priced, and you follow the directions, and that'll take care of them. All right, Floyd?
Well, thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you for calling. It was nice talking with you. So, Don, when they come to the Olive Odyssey next week, and Saturday and Sunday, what will they experience from Don Landis himself?
Well, you'll get to get the full, the whole picture about the olive in a natural state. And the reason I say that is because commercially, because of food science and technology for packaging, all of the presentations that you get, the olive after it's been debittered has gone through a transition that makes it so you can't really taste the olive naturally. If you look at a jar of olives that you purchase, those are protected from botulism, and that means that the olives have to be acidified below 4.4. 4.2 is the target. That's pretty acidic. On the tree, the olives are between 6.5 and 8. So imagine you're eating a fruit that came off the tree that was not acidic at all, and you're eating an olive that's acidic. I mean, they don't taste the same. And believe me, I grew up on the green olives with the little red things stuffed in them and the black ones you put on your fingertips. They do not taste like an olive. And this year, in particular, because I'm not even putting salt in the water, if you come, I have water debittered olives. Now, remember we were talking earlier about the chemistry of fruits and vegetables and how technology has helped get, you know, olive oil producers to get the best oil? Well, the nature has made a wonderful journey for us in that fruit, the olive, which is unique, not like any other fruits, the bitter component is water soluble. So you can actually debitter the olive fruit in a very natural way, no chemicals or anything else, and you can get the olive edible and have it be particularly special depending on what recipe you use to make it edible. So when you come to an Olive Odyssey, Dawn's Olives shares dry salt debittered olives, water debittered olives, and brine, Greek-style brine method debittered olives. No chemicals or anything. Now, all along the way, all olive people try to find different ways to present their olives, to share them with you, or to sell them. And at an Olive Odyssey, you can have Dawn's brine debittered olives served in warm masala sauce. And they're pitted because I have my pitting machine there, and I pit the olives and throw them into the warm masala sauce that I learned how to make myself this year. It's not Trader Joe's masala sauce anymore. It's Dawn's Indian masala sauce. My friend Narayan from Yeti Restaurant taught me how to make my own masala sauce, and it won't be spicy, and it's going to be my recipe. So you can have my early harvest and mid-harvest brined olives warm in masala sauce. And then the other olives are all there for you to eat in a natural way, too. And, of course, you get my locally famous Dawn's Olive Tamponade. And what makes Dawn's Olive Tamponade special is the number one ingredient, olives. So that really helps have a product be good, have Dawn's Olive Tamponade with Dawn's olives in it. So you can really gorge yourself on olives. And there are other fantastic people who produce olives and make their own olives, and we'll be sharing too.
So
that's why I say, you know, if you like olives and you want to have the whole spectrum of different olives, you know, when you go to the olive bar, any green olives are all produced the same way. And then if they're black olives, then they're green olives harvested early, but they're oxidized to make them turn color. And then there are some mid-harvest purple olives too. But one of the things you'll notice at the olive bar is that all the olives are soft. They're not crunchy. And a real natural new, we'll call it within a year, olive will be crunchy. And you can get crunchy olives when you come to an Olive Odyssey, because that's what I have.
So you've got several tables full of products.
I'm out in the courtyard. I'm the centerpiece. I'm around the Jacuzzi family fig tree. It's a heritage. It's a very ancient tree in the center of the plaza at Jacuzzi. And I'm all around there. And I'm hard to miss. Not that you would want to miss me, but come search for Dawn.
Will you be demoing the Dawn's fabulous patented olive / cherry pitter?
Not patented, rather.
Oh,
but
not.
Yes, I will. It's I tried the patent, but we won't get into that. You can hear about it at the event. But it's all stainless steel, lasts forever. There's videos of it on the website, Don's Olives, www.donsolives.com. Yeah. And the event, it has a website, An Olive Odyssey. You can see all about the event. It's really great. But I have the pitter there. And it's funny. I just got an email. I'm up in Oregon or Washington. I keep breaking my pitters, and my big, huge olives don't fit in them. And I love your pitter. So there you go.
All right. Mm-hmm. An endorsement. Well, but you put that on your website.
Oh, my pitter is on the website with video demonstrations. And there's a video also, if you look, and you can see me and Marion doing the handheld compared to the Don's pitter pitting cherries. And the beautiful thing about Don's pitter pitting cherries is the juice doesn't splash all over the place. It stays in the cherries, so it gets in your pie instead of all over your counter.
Amen to that. We'll take a break. Don Landis, the one and only Olive Don, presenting An Olive Odyssey 2020, hosted by the Olive Press and Jacuzzi Family Vineyards, next Saturday and Sunday. Why are we so high on this event? Well, number one, there's no place you can get as much information and tastings for free anywhere that I know of, anywhere in Sonoma County, no matter what the event is. It's from 11 to 4, as you would expect. A lot of people know about this event, so do get there early. And if you can't get a parking space, go over to Cornerstone and walk around the beautiful gardens of Cornerstone for a couple hours, or go across the street to Klein and sip a little wine and try a little bit later. But don't miss this. It's a beautiful part of Sonoma County, Arnold Drive in the Carneros region. We could take garden questions. Hey, we're still open for garden question business at 636-1350. Or you can always shoot us an email anytime during the two-hour show, steve@ksro.com. Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen at 11:05. We'll celebrate Chinese New Year for a few minutes. And we'll also celebrate some really unique, cool Super Bowl entertaining recipe ideas with Chef John Ash. And then we'll taste some of the unique wines grown along the Eastern Seaboard, the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission. Not all of them, but a couple of their members will be in, bringing us some of the great wines grown along the Eastern Seaboard to celebrate this annual event that we do every February in Sonoma County, January and February. They had a great tasting at the Healdsburg Wine Library last night, where they, I think, sampled 25 to 35 different wines, and they're going to bring in a selection for us to taste in the KSRO kitchen at 11:30 today.
KSRO is online at ksro.com, streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. It's a great time to plant your winter garden. We have a large selection of veggie starts, including many varieties of lettuce, broccoli, cabbage, onions, leeks, spinach, turnips, sugar snap peas, and Valencia onions, the ones they use for the blooming onions. We invite you to the nursery. Shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays. And visit our Landscape Design Center to plan your garden retreat.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
It's coming. It's coming. The most anticipated Corvette ever. The 2020 mid-engine Corvette Stingray. 495 horsepower, 6.2 liter V8, 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. February 6th, 2020. Platinum Chevrolet. Find new roads. Platinum-Chevy.com.
It is Garden Talk Live, and we're always very happy to devote at least an hour of the show every year to an Olive Odyssey, which is happening next Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4 at Olive Press and Jacuzzi Family Vineyards out on Arnold Drive in Sonoma. Don Landis is presenting this. It's for the 13th year. It remains a free event, and as you've been listening for the past few minutes, you hear all the great food and entertainment and knowledge that you'll be able to soak up next Saturday and Sunday. Besides that, there's an artistic component. There's some beautiful artwork and photography that'll be for sale too, right, Don?
Yeah, in the barrel room, which is spectacular as it is well, we have a cheesemonger who, Gary Edwards, brings his cheese. We have a whole cheese thing, and the Boulange, what's the bakery in Sonoma?
The Boulangerie.
La Boulangerie. Yeah, they're going to be there with olive bread with my olives in it. But also in the barrel room where the cooking demonstrations are painters and photographers that have olive-inspired art, and also ceramists with some, you know, olive oil cruets and stuff like that.
Nice.
Viking pottery. Harold does the pottery. It's beautiful stuff. And we have the painters come, and a friend of mine brings olive photography, and I have olive photography too. It's my olive photography is 1 year olive oil, also known as Marion, got me a macro lens, so I do photographs of olive flowers.
Yes.
And they're really you know, all, you know, it's like National Geographic. When you see videos and photos of things in nature right there, which you can't experience anywhere else, and it's really so expressive of nature in a context that you can really grasp. Because when you look at a tree from far away, not only when it's flowering, not only is nature creating a beautiful photo for you, but it's creating a natural experience, propagation, that makes for life to go on and on and on. So I have some I have a 5-photo sequence of the birth of an olive that you might want to take a look at, and also photos of olive flowering, and I try to express the olive in photographs the way that I see them on the tree, from when the flowers first come out to harvest time. And remembering that the harvest time for olives is from September to December, so there aren't very many fruits that have a harvest sequence like that. And those are some of the details that you can talk to people there at the event. You can talk. I'm into talking. I do workshops.
Really?
And I always have trouble when I go out and people start talking about olives, because it can go on and on and on. But come to an Olive Odyssey, because there's people of all sorts to talk olives and show you you really can get all of your senses stimulated, from your visual to your smell to your hearing, with a great Italian music, which you're going to love it if you come, and also to your knowledge and eating. It's a great experience all about the olive.
You know, you're kind of like the Tony Robbins of the olive world. You just have this ability to inspire people to be more than they can be. And I love that culinary and artistic and even actually a spiritual component of how you approach this fruit. You are so passionate and so all about olives. There's just really no one like you. So thank you for sharing over these many years your wisdom and enthusiasm for this fruit.
Well, you're very welcome. I've taken up the olive in a way that's given me a lot of joy. And honestly, Steve and Gwen, I tell this to a lot of people. If it wasn't for the olive, I would have never met you. And
true.
It goes to you too, and to a lot of people out there listening. And I've done workshops for 200 people. I've done workshops for 6 or 8 people at my home, followed by Full Inspired Lunch, which I'm having one February 22nd. But I've met and I've talked to a sea of people. And, you know, that's what people have a lot of times when they're in public. There are so many people, you're really not in contact with them. But, they're there. And I don't know whether the people are there to just entertain themselves or if they're really interested in olives. But a lot of people come up after and I get to be friends with them. And it all goes back to that wonderful fruit that is unique to all other fruits, the olive.
For more information, www.donsolives.com. Thank you, Don Landis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week, Gwen Kilcher. Yeah.
Okay.
And thanks
we'll see
to everybody who participated in the show today, from the greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash. That's following the news.